I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Thank you for listening to The Burt Show. If you liked what you heard, then go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. If you didn't like it, well, that means you need to listen better. And give us a 5-star rating anyway.
All right, Jess needs our help here. She is in a very insecure position because she thinks that her girlfriend might be cheating on her with men and wants us to do a Tinder takedown. Kristen, what is a Tinder takedown?
So it's now under our umbrella of To Catch a Cheater. So many people using dating apps. So if you're in a relationship with somebody, but you think they may be doing something on the side, we get somebody to go on to Tinder, to Bumble, to Hinge, and try to entrap them. This time we're using Tinder, so it's a Tinder takedown.
Good morning, Jess.
Hey, good morning.
Good.
After that last segment, I'm pretty happy I'm a lesbian. There won't be any lesbian lingerie.
Yeah, we got a theme going on here.
A lesbian thing.
So go ahead and tell us what's going on with you and your girlfriend in this insecure place you feel like you're in right now.
Yeah, so we are in what, probably most straight people would consider a very quick, committed relationship. So we've been together just a little over a month. We've already defined the relationship, had the talk. It's exclusive. Now, I have been, a lesbian since, I saw She-Ra on TV, I think, as a kid. My partner, Roxanne, though, is bi, and she's never had a relationship with a woman before. She's only been in relationships with men, and that has become a bit of an issue between the two of us in pretty subtle ways. So, for example, if we're having any kind of conflict and I want to talk it out, I'm a Virgo, I'm a woman, I want to kind of get to the root of the problem. She'll make little comments about how, it's just different being in a relationship with a woman. If this was a man, we would just kind of breeze past this moment, kind of get over it quicker. We wouldn't have to kind of dive into, talking about every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've also noticed that it seems like she doesn't want to go out on dates like when we first met. And I don't know if she doesn't want to be seen out with me in public, or she's not really sort of out as bi or out as a relationship, in a relationship with a woman as I think she is because of kind of based on what she's told me. And she also kind of brings up her exes a lot that are men and kind of will compare a bit. And so I'm just worried that this is kind of an experiment for her, or, she's kind of exploring some things, but isn't really in a place where she wants to be in a relationship with a woman or kind of have the lifestyle that, I'm used to having, which is kind of like, of course, out and proud of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on a work trip right now, and, leading up to heading out on the trip, there was a couple times where I noticed her on her phone, and I kind of was like, that seems weird. She was like really into it, and I kind of asked like, hey, what are you doing? And she would just put her phone away really quickly, and it just got me paranoid and thinking like, I'm going out of town. I know she met a lot of the guys she dated before on dating apps. is she going to do something while I'm gone? And I don't want to bring it up to her because I don't want to seem paranoid. And she's already complained about me, you know, kind of deep diving on every little problem and having these big talks. And so,
well, welcome to the Burt Show, where paranoia lives.
That's right. We get paid for paranoia. I will say this, that it dawns on me as you're talking that this must be the toughest of relationships, because I feel like if I was in this also, if you're gay, proud you're gay, and you're dating somebody that's bisexual, I can certainly understand how that would make you feel insecure. If they have this in their past and they're still saying, like, I'm attracted to both, that always kind of makes you feel a little on the insecure side. Am I wrong in saying that?
No, I think you hit the nail right on it. Like, I can't compete with that side of things. And I know I shouldn't be framing it like that. Like, that's not probably the healthiest way to look at it, but it's just natural that it feels like maybe I can't give her everything she wants. And so here I am, like, just worried.
So Katie, let me bring you in on this here for a second now. Cause, you are in, I think, your second or third, lesbian season. Hey. You're a seasoned veteran now, but you were bisexual before. Uh-huh. Is this the most complicated of relationships here when one, it knows they're gay and the other one is still bisexual?
I would say yes, absolutely. Just from my own experience, when I was trying to ride that bisexual fence, I always knew that there was one side I was going to lean towards more. And that's why I was like, you know what? Really don't want to be in a relationship with men. And that's the side I lean towards. But now it's like, now that I'm dating women, for some reason, I'm a bisexual magnet. And, and my experience with dating women who have been bisexual, I've always had that same insecurity, especially when they barely even dated women. It's like, okay, like, are you just doing this as an experiment? How is this going to go? Are you always going to compare? Like, I'm always going to compare myself to a man in the background. Like,
sure.
It's a valid insecurity that she has.
All right. So, Jess, we have already tested your girlfriend. So, we have results for you. So, give us a couple of minutes, and Kristen will give you the results because she's at the center of this with her friends. And they went out looking for your girlfriend to see if she was still chatting with guys and women online. We got some results for you, okay?
All right.
Dang it. I kind of wish I'm not about to find out the truth. All right. We will do Tinder takedown next on The Burt Show.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you got to have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't gotta worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount code Abby.
The Burt Show.
We are going to get our listener Jess back on here in a second because we have results from our Tinder takedown. She is feeling a little insecure about her girlfriend right now. Feels like her girlfriend might be flirting with dudes and cheating on her with guys. We've got results for her coming up here in just a couple of seconds. But Katie, I wanted to bring you on and maybe ask Jess this also, because my ears picked up something she said in the beginning of the segment.
Mm-hmm.
Because two segments ago, we were talking about lingerie when it comes to weddings and stuff like that. And when Jess came on, she's like, well, she made some kind of joke, blabbity, blabbity, blabbity. That's not a women thing. That is not thing that gay couples, women gay couples do, lingerie.
She's like, I'm glad I'm a lesbian.
I'm glad I'm a lesbian. That's not something we do. So I want to ask you guys about that, because that is not the way it's playing out on the internet. So what is the reality?
I don't know what's going on in Jess's world, but majority of the women I've dated, came straight out of a Fenty commercial. They love to wear some lingerie, and I love to see it, and sometimes I love to wear it too.
Yes, queen.
All right.
So maybe what Jess was referring to is not the lingerie, but the mother-in-law gifting lingerie.
Right. Jess, were you suggesting that women couples don't wear lingerie, or you were just referring back to the mother-in-law?
Oh, I was referring to the creepy mother-in-law situation.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I wanted to set the record straight. There's a bunch
almost
of
changed the narrative by
accident. I was going to say, there's a bunch of lies on the internet.
No, they're all facts.
All right. So let's get back into this with Jess here. Kristen, do you want to reset this and then give Jess the results?
Yeah, real quick. So Jess hit us up. She is a lesbian, and she is recently dating her first bi girlfriend. And they've been dating for a month, but they are exclusive. They had the chat. And she just has this, inkling that Roxanne is still attracted to men and wanting to see men. So it's just because of the things she said, and then she's been acting weird on the phone. So Jess is actually away on business, and she's like, if Roxanne was going to do this, she would do it now. And Roxanne had met her previous boyfriends on dating apps, so she wanted to know if we could do To Catch a Cheater, and we're going to do Tinder Takedown today. So I, Jess, enlisted a guy friend of mine. And to give you a little backstory, he recently broke his foot, so he's laid up for a bit. He was very pumped to have some way to kill some time.
Just give him a reason to be on Tinder.
Yes, because he's on the couch, foot propped up, can't do anything. So, Jess, you gave us Roxanne's stats, where she is. He changed his location and immediately got to swiping, okay? He did find Roxanne on Tinder and swiped right. And it was very shortly after that Roxanne did swipe right on him. So that confirms that she is active on the dating apps. At least she is active on Tinder, okay?
Okay, all right.
I knew it, but I didn't want to know it.
I know.
That's strike one right there, mm-hmm. Okay?
It's a big one. Right. He reached out to make contact, and she responded, and I have their correspondence here. Something you guys need to know, in Roxanne's profile, she has pictures, and she also has a picture of herself with her dog, right? And so that was his in. I also need to let you know, my friend's on pain meds because his foot is broken, and that may have influenced the conversation just a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right.
Now you got me.
Buckle in.
All right. So... I love him. He's an idiot. He opened up the conversation with, I love wiener dogs. Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
Yes. He opened up the conversation with...
One more point for Team Lesbian.
Yeah. I love wiener dogs. And he even spelled wiener wrong. That's how out of it he was. And she responds, that's a weird opening line. He responds back, sorry, on pain meds because I recently broke my foot. I have a dachshund, too, and I love them. His name is Hank. He's a huge Braves fan. He's a huge Hank Aaron fan. He named his dachshund Hank.
Got it.
Her. Okay, that makes it less weird. Her name is Sylvie. So, Jess, I'm assuming Roxanne has a dachshund by the name of Sylvie?
Yeah.
Him.
Gross.
I know. I'm sorry. Him. Hank and Sylvie sound like a nice couple. Her. Except she only likes girls.
Okay, this is getting cryptic.
Him, smart dog. They can still be friends. Would you like to get Hank and Sylvie together at a dog park soon? I'll be getting a walking boot in the next week or two. Her, hard to deny that opening line. Maybe I'd like to get to know you better.
Ah, damn it.
Him, probably better you get to know me off pain meds. Her, ha, I don't know. This version is pretty entertaining.
So we got a little flirty back and forth going on.
For sure.
Oh, definitely.
Him, I bet. Sorry to bail, but I'm starting to feel out of it. I'm going to take a nap and let you meet the other version of me later. Cool? And then she says, cool, tell Hank I said hi.
Ooh.
And so, then that's how the conversation ended, and he's obviously not going to reach out again.
So your instincts were spot on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Aww. And she was being all cute.
Yeah. I know.
Well, I mean, you got a couple of infractions right off the bat. I mean, I'm guessing she shouldn't be on Tinder anymore.
No, and I'm hoping she didn't lure you in with her wiener dog.
So you got the results. I'm sorry they are what they are, but at least you have the facts now.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I keep learning this lesson. I should trust my instincts.
Yeah.
I need to reach out for help to, you know.
I'm sorry, Roxanne likes wieners.
Yeah.
We're all sorry.
Of all kinds. Of all kinds.
All right, Jess, we will let you go. I hope it works out. All right, bye-bye.
It's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out at all.
I
actually hope it doesn't work out because she deserves better.
She can you get her back on?
At least he tried something.
It was horrible, man.
I hope it works out.
Okay. That was as bad as the wiener dog opening.
The Burt Show.